This is the NOCM ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Did you watch a movie at the weekend? 2. Have you made the cake yet? 3. Which magazine did you buy? 4. I broke my leg last week. 5. Can you hear the sea from the beach? 6. Felix has left his bag here. 7. The library is closed. 8. Where did you go skiing? 9. Is the taxi to town expensive? 10. Can you pass the sugar?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Did you watch a movie at the weekend? 2. Have you made the cake yet? 3. Which magazine did you buy? 4. I broke my leg last week. 5. Can you hear the sea from the beach? 6. Felix has left his bag here. 7. The library is closed. 8. Where did you go skiing? 9. Is the taxi to town expensive? 10. Can you pass the sugar?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hey, David. I just thought I would give you a call about your first skating session. How did it go?
Hiya, Brenda. It's good to hear from you. Well, I got my new blades, that's the cool word for ice skates, on Wednesday. My mum took me to that new sports shop, Sporting Heroes, to get them. They are the same type as John Curry wore when he won the 1976 European Championship.
You are really serious about skating then. When do you practice?
I go to practice 4 times a week. I get the bus after college to the ice rink in Derby, as it stays open till 10 o'clock at night. Then my cousin usually picks me up to take me home. You should come and watch me sometime.
I will. I was watching the Winter Olympics last year, and I really enjoyed watching the speed skaters race around the velodrome. Are you going to take part in speed skating or figure skating?
Because I like music and dancing, it's the figure skating that I'm into. All the jumps, spins and dance movements, I love it.
Imagine if you still had to skate on blades, made of bone, attached to a wooden base with straps, like the first skates. They have come a long way from the days of skating on the lakes in Scandinavia. Anyway, are you ready to enter any competitions yet?
Oh no, not yet. I only started skating 5 months ago. My coach, Alberto, says that another 4 months and he will think about entering me into the Challenger Series, which is hosted in the town of Bergamo in Italy next September.
Oh, that's great. I wish you all the luck in the world, as it's a great sport to get into.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, David. I just thought I would give you a call about your first skating session. How did it go?
Hiya, Brenda. It's good to hear from you. Well, I got my new blades, that's the cool word for ice skates, on Wednesday. My mum took me to that new sports shop, Sporting Heroes, to get them. They are the same type as John Curry wore when he won the 1976 European Championship.
You are really serious about skating then. When do you practice?
I go to practice 4 times a week. I get the bus after college to the ice rink in Derby, as it stays open till 10 o'clock at night. Then my cousin usually picks me up to take me home. You should come and watch me sometime.
I will. I was watching the Winter Olympics last year, and I really enjoyed watching the speed skaters race around the velodrome. Are you going to take part in speed skating or figure skating?
Because I like music and dancing, it's the figure skating that I'm into. All the jumps, spins and dance movements, I love it.
Imagine if you still had to skate on blades, made of bone, attached to a wooden base with straps, like the first skates. They have come a long way from the days of skating on the lakes in Scandinavia. Anyway, are you ready to enter any competitions yet?
Oh no, not yet. I only started skating 5 months ago. My coach, Alberto, says that another 4 months and he will think about entering me into the Challenger Series, which is hosted in the town of Bergamo in Italy next September.
Oh, that's great. I wish you all the luck in the world, as it's a great sport to get into.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Oh, Sophia, I need some advice.
OK, Matteo. This sounds very interesting. What is the problem? And I will try and help you with it.
Well, there is an auction coming up next month of some classic cars found in a barn somewhere near London, and I really, really want one of them.
Oh, is that all? Why is this such an issue?
You know my situation. Lack of money, working 2 jobs, live in a top floor flat, love classic cars. Do I need to say more?
Yes, I have a feeling I'm going to be involved in this problem. Are you after my money, my garage space, or my help as a mechanic?
Maybe all three. But listen, this guy has found a barn with 174 cars in it, and some of them are true classics. Like the 1974 Porsche 911, some Fiat Coupes, and a big American Cadillac Eldorado from between 1967 and 1970. I can't ignore such an opportunity.
What kind of state are these classic cars in?
OK, after watching the video on the Bearded Explorer's YouTube channel, most of them are pretty dirty and covered in shrubs, with only the car wheels and bumpers visible. But the interiors seem to be well preserved.
Do you think buying one of these wrecks is worthwhile?
Of course. Sophia, wouldn't you like to be driven around Brighton in a classic Porsche 924 that both of us have restored and probably have added huge value to?
OK, Matteo. Let us both look into the possibility and the pros and cons before heading to the auction. I can't believe you're talking me into this.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Oh, Sophia, I need some advice.
OK, Matteo. This sounds very interesting. What is the problem? And I will try and help you with it.
Well, there is an auction coming up next month of some classic cars found in a barn somewhere near London, and I really, really want one of them.
Oh, is that all? Why is this such an issue?
You know my situation. Lack of money, working 2 jobs, live in a top floor flat, love classic cars. Do I need to say more?
Yes, I have a feeling I'm going to be involved in this problem. Are you after my money, my garage space, or my help as a mechanic?
Maybe all three. But listen, this guy has found a barn with 174 cars in it, and some of them are true classics. Like the 1974 Porsche 911, some Fiat Coupes, and a big American Cadillac Eldorado from between 1967 and 1970. I can't ignore such an opportunity.
What kind of state are these classic cars in?
OK, after watching the video on the Bearded Explorer's YouTube channel, most of them are pretty dirty and covered in shrubs, with only the car wheels and bumpers visible. But the interiors seem to be well preserved.
Do you think buying one of these wrecks is worthwhile?
Of course. Sophia, wouldn't you like to be driven around Brighton in a classic Porsche 924 that both of us have restored and probably have added huge value to?
OK, Matteo. Let us both look into the possibility and the pros and cons before heading to the auction. I can't believe you're talking me into this.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we are celebrating one of the most influential English filmmakers in the history of cinema, Alfred Hitchcock. Born in Leytonstone, Essex, England, in 1899, above his parents' grocer's shop. It was after the war, in 1918, when Hitchcock became interested in creative writing and became a founding editor and business manager of the Henley Telegraph, where he submitted several short stories. He was promoted to the advertising department, where he would examine the proofs. He said that this was his first step towards cinema. His directing career lasted 6 decades. Where he directed over 50 feature films. It started with small-scale silent films to money-making sound films, such as the more famous ones Rebecca, Vertigo, Rear Window and North by Northwest. The film Rebecca, made in 1940, won the Academy Award for Best Picture and was nominated for another 11 Oscars. Hitchcock himself was nominated 5 times for the award for Best Director, including one for Rebecca. He is mainly known for directing the thriller film genre and 2 of his 1930s films, The 39 Steps and The Lady Vanishes, are ranked among the greatest British films of the 20th century.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Today, we are celebrating one of the most influential English filmmakers in the history of cinema, Alfred Hitchcock. Born in Leytonstone, Essex, England, in 1899, above his parents' grocer's shop. It was after the war, in 1918, when Hitchcock became interested in creative writing and became a founding editor and business manager of the Henley Telegraph, where he submitted several short stories. He was promoted to the advertising department, where he would examine the proofs. He said that this was his first step towards cinema. His directing career lasted 6 decades, where he directed over 50 feature films. It started with small-scale silent films to
to money-making sound films, such as the more famous ones Rebecca, Vertigo, Rear Window and North by Northwest. The film Rebecca, made in 1940, won the Academy Award for Best Picture and was nominated for another 11 Oscars. Hitchcock himself was nominated 5 times for the award for Best Director, including one for Rebecca. He is mainly known for directing the thriller film genre and 2 of his 1930s films, The 39 Steps and The Lady Vanishes, are ranked among the greatest British films of the 20th century.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Zaha Hadid had a pioneering vision that changed architecture for the 21st century and captured people's imaginations across the world. Her projects involved concrete, steel and glass to create futuristic buildings with curving roofs and sharp angles, which have inspired future generations. She was born in Baghdad, Iraq, in 1950 and studied mathematics at the American University of Beirut before moving to London in 1972 to attend the Architectural Association School. After receiving her diploma in 1977, she taught there for the next 10 years before opening her own architect's practice. One of her beautifully designed buildings is the recently built Beijing International Airport, with its 8 flowing forms within the terminal's roof. The design is based on Chinese architecture, with connected spaces around a central courtyard. The airport has been designed for 72 million travellers per year to pass through. Her work has been recognised by many professional and academic institutions, such as the Japan Art Association, the Royal Institute of British Architects, and UNESCO, who named Hadid as an artist for peace. And before her death in 2016, she was included in a list of the world's most powerful women.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Zaha Hadid had a pioneering vision that changed architecture for the 21st century and captured people's imaginations across the world. Her projects involved concrete, steel and glass to create futuristic buildings with curving roofs and sharp angles, which have inspired future generations. She was born in Baghdad, Iraq, in 1950 and studied mathematics at the American University of Beirut before moving to London in 1972 to attend the Architectural Association School. After receiving her diploma in 1977, she taught there for the next 10 years before opening her own architect's practice. One of her beautifully designed buildings is the recently built Beijing International Airport, with its 8 flowing forms within the terminal's roof. The design is based on Chinese architecture, with connected spaces around a central courtyard. The airport has been designed for 72 million travellers per year to pass through. Her work has been recognised by many professional and academic institutions, such as the Japan Art Association, the Royal Institute of British Architects, and UNESCO, who named Hadid as an artist for peace. And before her death in 2016, she was included in a list of the world's most powerful women.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.